The message that we went into the team meeting today, one, it was, you know, for the rookies, understanding the standard that we're really working so hard at to try and uphold for one another. So we used part of that standard. We talked about it as a group today, that toughness, that togetherness that goes to it, to bring it out here on the field. And our scheme is not so fancy that it's a number of different things, but it's really the style and attitude. Can we get the details down just right? And so that's what we're working at today, and that's where we're at. So it was a good first day. With that, I'll open it up.
Yeah, Allie Bailey, let's let her have it.
All right.
Question. Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Go ahead.
So how do you think overall, like, who are you specifically looking for throughout all of your new rookies?
It's a great question, Allie. We're looking at all these guys to see who can compete to come show us what they can do. And so for each individual guy, especially these rookies, we're trying to learn them just like they're trying to learn us. And we're trying to find who has versatility and who has unique things about their game. So if a player has a certain trait that we're looking for, we want to try and feature it in the very best way. So that's why, like, being out on the field is the time we're going to try and help them create the vision of what they can be for a player. And they're not even sure of what that is yet. So it's a really important time these practices are for the young guys.
Are you free to say how Brandon looked out there for you on the workout, or?
Really quick, you know, what I, you know, went through, and we haven't talked, you know, medically and that kind of stuff, but, you know, you can tell, you know, rocked up for sure, and really quick.
Your guys going through position changes. Is this the first day you can really get out there and start seeing nuts and bolts?
It is. The first position change is, you know, began through the offseason. We're trying to find that versatility. Can you do more than one role? Can you be a guard who can play center? Can you be a corner who can play nickel? Can you be a Leo who can play Sam? And if you can have that versatility, when we do ask you to make some switches and make some moves, it's not such a big deal. So now's the time to find that out about players, and it's a big part of the process.
For a guy like Vic Beasley,
sure.
We saw him, you know, catching passes and then hitting a blocking dummy, you have to see the athleticism before you can ask him to take a step like that.
And for him, you know, the process started where can we play some in our base package? Well, we play 60 to 65% of the time in nickel, so that's going to be where he's featured as a pass rusher. And then the other time, will we put him at DN or at Sam? I like when you can have that versatility as a blitzer. When you blitz from a Sam and you're a rusher, are you going to put a back on that player? Or are you going to slide out and put a tackle on there? So those are the kind of mindset that I like to go for. That's where my thinking generally goes when we're adding speed to the team. What unique things by putting someone in a different spot will do that. That's why we play the safety so close to the line of scrimmage. Will he blitz from there? Will he tackle from there? So Sams and safeties, that versatility is important to us.
How much do you have?
So you're hoping to create mismatches?
Yes. And those matchups where you can find them, can we get them on a back, or is that not going to be easy and be counted as a down guy or counted as a backer? So it's all part of it for us. And so he did a good first step, you know, being out on the field with the guys. I knew that he could. It was a matter of, you know, him getting the details down at the positions. Yes.
When you actually do this stuff, how there's a fine line between telling guys to ask questions, because when you get out here again in the next version of camp, I'm assuming you're expecting them to hit the ground running. If you want a job, you better know everything you need to know. Don't ask them.
That's right. The details right now, man, that's where it's at. And like I said, our scheme's not so complex that it's, you know, this many different things, but it's all about our execution. And can you do it over and over again? They know what we're going to play, and but can we do it better? And I take great pride in that, so I know our players do too.
Jacob Tammy said something interesting. He said the best teams are the ones that actually act like it's high school. He skipped right over college. He didn't talk about the NFL. He sort of said that mindset that you guys are trying to instill is the high school mindset.
What that comes back to, it's all about the ball.
Quarter security.
Yeah. It comes back to when we're going back through the install again today, and you've already heard it, and you see the notes getting taken again. And it might be said in a different way. You might find something new on a detail. It might be the smallest detail of a play. Man, I didn't know that last year, and all these times went through it. So that's where it starts from for me. Right back, right in the installs again, and we find one small detail that we're going to get better at.
You've got a couple rookies who aren't here. How do you make sure that they're kind of up to speed and still kind of here, but they're not really here?
That's the beauty of technology. So for them not being here, film a meeting to make sure that they can, you know, get access to the information being taught. There's nothing like being here and being out on the grass. But those are the guidelines, and we all have to abide by them. So it's our way. There's timelines where we can, you know, have phone conversations in the evening, you know, after their class schedule and studying is done. So we're going to max that time out too.
Brady, watching today, looking on what was going on with
him. One more time. Yes, Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett has some tendonitis that's crept up in his knee, so we'll hold him out this week. So he's doing treatment, and he's wanting to be out there, but not able to at this point.
Thanks.
going back to Tammy, he said he's embracing that love to hate role that he has going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know how much hate there is for him. I know there certainly seems to be, but he is such a competitor, and it's one of the things that stand out amongst his teammates. We always can count on him, and those are the small things that make a big difference in a locker room.
What were your first impressions of Brooks Reed out there? He's obviously slimmer down. You mentioned that, but there's nothing like seeing him out there.
The quickness is the thing that jumped out to me, and it started all the way back in his off-season, you know, preparation when I saw him for the first time out in the drill work, and I pulled him aside and said, "This is, you know, this weight you should be at. This, you know, because it looked much quicker," and he recognized that too. You can tell he worked extremely hard through this off-season to put himself and have his best foot forward. We're also moving him some to the Leo spot, so all that versatility will pay off for sure. But he's off to a great start. He looks great.
Are you seeing a different level of focus for Hageman?
For Hageman, at this point through the first day, we've liked what we've seen so far. We've moved him also to have some versatility from defensive tackle to defensive end, and he's done a good job learning the system up at this point where he can play two different spots. Anytime you can play more than one, your value really goes up, so yeah, I'm pleased so far.
Your veterans have a responsibility with position changes and rookies and second-year guys to make sure that this work gets done at a level and a speed that helps everybody moving along.
You're right. And to me, that's where the standard comes in. And can we hold each other to such a way that we're going to push each other to get great? And it's like the competition, it's for yourself. And then it goes to the man that's next to me on my unit. And then it goes past that to the man I'm going against at practice. And when you kind of put competition into those three things, it's yourself, the man that you're playing right next to, and then the man that you're going to play against. That's the kind of respect we're looking for. That's where we really want to go. Just busting it and giving it up for one another, then we know that's where the real respect comes.
Coach Courtney said he's going to be doing a little, strictly a Sam and bottom over. He said he's got him doing some Leo and some other stuff.
Yeah, we wanted to find out. He's a big man, so you can see just from the end of the line how hard it is to run over to his side. So we're going to put him at defensive end. I know he can play Sam, so we're going to try him at some defensive end spot this spring, see what that looks like. And then as we get closer to it, we'll navigate the roles. But now's the time, in my opinion, to create, you know, the experiments. What can you do? And we'll see if we can have the vision for the player come to life.
Matt Ryan and Alex Mack been able to gel. Neither one of them seem like they have a bad thing to say about each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say that's probably pretty true. They're a little bit like the odd couple in the locker room. One's really clean, neat, and one's not so much. I'll let you figure that one out, you know, on your own, how you might think that is. But honestly, they're two terrific pros, and both of them want to work extremely hard at their craft. And when you watch Alex work, whether it's in the individual work with the offensive linemen, or when you watch Matt work, you know, with the quarterbacks, this whole offseason, I've said it, you know, early on, this is a guy on a mission. You can feel it. You can sense the hunger he has for playing well. And so it was good for all of us to get out there as a team today and to help bring these young guys along and help them understand what we're trying to build.
And is there an equivalent in the NFL these days now with pitch count in baseball? Is there a snap count that you guys think you have empirical evidence that says more guys taking fewer snaps will help us in a game and help us over the course of a season?
Really, it's by player. And so certainly the older you get, you want to have, you know, some less snaps as it goes through the regular season. And the young guys, they're able to come back quicker. So we take it on a case-by-case basis to know, okay, if a certain player can play more, we'll feature him a little bit. And then those are the decisions that you make in the meeting. Hey, let's hold, you know, player X to, you know, 6 to 10 reps today, but player Z can play, you know, 12 to 20. And so that's kind of the gauge that we go. We take it on a case-by-case basis.
And what about games themselves, though, when you guys get into it? Can you see if a guy has a drop-off, too many snaps, two
I can,
in a row?
Yep. And I think certain positions, you know, you don't talk about that at offensive line, but I certainly think, you know, a defensive line, at running back, at receiver, it can be that way for sure.
Was Clay limited a little bit today?
Clay was also limited today, yes. He had a strain in his pec, and we held him today. He did individual only. So, sorry, I should have included he. And Fuller also did individual only.
Do you expect them to be back this week?
We're going to take it day by day, and we'll find out tomorrow. So they're going to participate in some fashion, but until we're ready to go all the way, usually there's a step-by-step process we go through.
And what's Stone?
He has a ACL from last year that's he'll be out the entire spring practices, and then back for a training camp.
Okay. Last question for me.
Sure.
What would it mean? I know you're new here and everything. What would it mean for Atlanta to get that Super Bowl bid tomorrow?
I know the entire organization's worked extremely hard, to put that part together. And I've said it a number of times. I think you guys have heard me. Like, it's one of the coolest things about living in a state where football is this important, from the youth level through the high school level through college ball, and then our team. So for our fans, I'd be extremely pumped. And certainly for the organization who put so much time and work into it, I'd be equally pumped. So from the coaching side, it's all about, our team. But you do want to recognize how hard people work for an opportunity like that to bring, Super Bowl to our community. And so I want to recognize that for sure.